Hello, and welcome back to The Special Ed Strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm an IEP coach, educational therapist, and mom. This summer, we have been answering your most asked questions. Today, I'm solo. If you've been following me, you'll know that I was with my co-host, Jackie Beach. She needed to take a little bit of a break and a vacation. So here we are, just made for you. Today's question is one that I hear often. And sometimes with frustration, sometimes with whispered, with a worry. How will the general educator teacher, general education teacher, know what's in my kiddo's IEP and how to actually follow it? So we are going to unpack what schools are required to do, what actually happens, and how you as a parent can help turn an IEP from a document into a daily roadmap for success. I'll share some tools and help bring that plan to life in ways that are doable for both families and educators. So here we go. Let's dive in. General education teachers must be informed by law of the IEP. So IDEA, our federal law that is our umbrella in the United States for special education, it requires that every teacher is responsible for implementing part of the IEP, they must have contact and access to its content. That means that accommodations, modifications, and supports and goals are relevant to their role must be shared. What does that look like when schools do that? Well, so in high functioning schools, there's a system. Special educators meet with the general education teachers early in the school year or after any IEP revisions. They don't just send the document. They review it together. They highlight the most critical support. There's lots of communication, collaboration, ask for questions like, what would this look like in the classroom? That sounds fantastic. As you know, as educators, you're thinking, what? Because it can be very stressful, especially right when school starts. It's a lot of moving parts. We're trying to get to know new students, new faculty, new routines, even new curriculum. So that does not always happen. So what could you do as a parent to help facilitate that? Well, during your next IEP meeting or at the start of the school year, you can ask, can you walk me through how general education teachers are updated when the IEP is finalized? Those are great questions, or a great question for you to ask. And it's going to show your interest that you want to collaborate, and you also want to understand what that process looks like in your particular school building. Access doesn't always equal understanding, right? So many teachers are asked to kind of sign off that they've reviewed an IEP, but that doesn't mean that they have this full working knowledge, understanding that IEP. How is that going to integrate into their particular classroom? So some may receive it days before school. They may get a little PDF without some context. So how can a parent share helpful information without overstepping, right? So you can offer a one-page student success snapshot, something I often help families create. So it can include your kiddo's strengths, what works best. I've talked about this before in some of my solos, right? What does that look like using that neuroaffirming lens of strengths-based? This is my kiddo. This is what's worked in the past. This is what they doesn't necessarily is a preference for them. Things get tricky when there is a substitute. Things get tricky with transition. So really this one-page snapshot of your kiddo. I also like to help parents with the idea of sending, this is how to contact me. Here's my email. Here's my, you know, address or phone number, whatever is the easiest way for you as a parent so that you can be very responsive and show that you are part of this collaboration team. So again, using this like kind of friendly format, bulleted, it can have icons, it can have a visual, you know, you could really even put a picture of your kiddo on there, like really this kind of what helps me shine as a student. And it really makes that IEP feel less intimidating and more human. Collaboration is key and consistently practiced sometimes. So when teams work well, special ed and general ed teachers co-plan, they touch base regularly, they troubleshoot challenges together. But with high caseloads, teachers' turnovers, unfortunately, time constraints, communication often can fall through those cracks. So what tools help translate the IEP into action? I've found some things here that have worked really beautifully, right? So shared planning documents between teachers, yep, Google Docs, they work. unless you have something more creative that can work as well. Visual reminders for teachers and students, a discrete graphic for when a student gets extended time, those things can work. Weekly email check-ins from the special educator teacher. You can even do a voice to text kind of thing, or have the teacher kind of like when you leave a doctor's office and they speak into a recorded device. That way it can be something quick and it doesn't always have to be in written form, but just keeping that conversation open. I've also encouraged parents in some of my other episodes to do the same, where they go ahead and leave like a voice to text kind of, or voice email or voice option, so that they can really express what they're seeing at home. As a parent, I want you to ask, is there a system in place for regular communication between the special education teacher, general education teacher, conversely with me as a parent? It's really just shining that light of like, hey, I really want to be a part of this team collaboratively. Also ask about the implementation, how your child's IEP is being carried out, not in a pushy way, being proactive. You're not questioning the teacher's ability. You're just advocating for the plan of your kiddo's needs of what can this look like in the classroom for my kiddo? And then what happens when implementation breaks down and what can parents do? So we're going to start with curiosity, no confrontation. Like, I'm curious, what does this look like in the classroom? What does this look like in the lunchroom? What does this look like in specials? What does this look like if they have pullout services? So if your child comes home saying accommodations aren't being used, or you've noticed a change in behavior, email, ask, hey, I'd like to check in about how the supports are going in the classroom. Can we meet or have an email of what's working, what's not? Bonus tip, I really want you to keep a simple home log. Track if your child mentions frustrations, joy, avoidance. These patterns are going to give you a powerful insight to bring back to the team. Also, always, teachers need support too. They do. They're so overworked and stressed, and there's a lot going on and a lot, again, moving parts. So most general education teachers, they do want that help, but they're often undertrained in IEP implementation, especially if they're new or they're juggling large classes. So I'd like to add, when emailing teachers, I want you to start with gratitude, offering that partnership for them, kind of thinking through, you know, thanks for all you do. You know, you've got a lot on your plate. If there's anything I can share that would be helpful to support my child, I'm going to be happy to do that. So really kind of this final thought through this conversation and this question that we get asked often. So we know IEPs are a powerful tool, but it's only as effective as the implementation. So as a parent, you're not just a stakeholder, you're that bridge, that nudge, the quick email, the one paper can go a long way to ensuring that your kiddo gets the support they need from every teacher every day. So thanks for listening to this episode of the Special Ed Strategist podcast. If you found this helpful, I'd love for you to follow the podcast, leave a quick review, share it with someone who's walking this journey as well. If you want more support on the IEP process, my course, Cracking the Code, is designed to walk you through it step by step with clarity, confidence, and calm. I'm also available for one-on-one IEP coaching. You can learn more by the links in the show notes. So until next time, you don't need to have all of the answers. You just need the right questions, the right tools, and a whole lot of heart. Bye for now.